You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101. We've got $1,414. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
And let me just remind him. It could be Laura. It could be Kathy. It could be Brett. It could be Bobby. Just in case you're just getting familiar with the show and learning the names of who it could be.
Any one of us on the show. Who and what is it? We have Teresa, who's going to take a guess. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Teresa. Who and what is it?
I think Kathy had to get rescued from the ocean by a lifeguard.
Rescued by a lifeguard. And she was like, oh, save me. I was like, save me. Oh, he's so cute. He's so tan and muscular.
He may have been... He may have been shaking it if he was a cute lifeguard.
Yeah, exactly. I'm picturing like a Coppertone ad from the 80s.
I'm drowning.
Yeah, exactly.
Teresa, I love this guess, but actually, I was a trained lifeguard my entire high school and college life. So, no, I never had to be saved from a lifeguard.
Yes.
But thank you for trying, Teresa.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
Have a great
day.
You too.
My son had to be rescued. We were in Montauk, New York, and there are the riptides and the currents there are, I mean, listen, I know it's all ocean, but they're bad, so bad that when they went out to rescue him, and he didn't even know he was floating out yet, like he hadn't yet started to panic, the lifeguards, when they went out to pull him in, they had to stay connected by a rope to the lifeguard stand and the other lifeguards. Like, it took a whole team.
Wow.
And they were rescuing people that way all day long.
That must have been terrifying.
I was like, I think he's floating out. And like, as I said that,
they were going.
They were already out. And I wasn't even talking to the lifeguards, and they were already out in the ocean. Like, they spotted it right away. So yeah, it
scary.
Can be scary.
I'd like to think more about your Coppertone ass from the 80s.
I'm drowning.
Oh, look, there's Bruce, the lifeguard. Hi, Bruce. I'm going in the water.
Save me. 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? And it wasn't me faking that I was drowning. Save me. Hi. $1,414 for the impossible question. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning, Monique.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Would it be that maybe a seagull landed on Bobby and bit him?
Were you ever bit by a seagull?
We are on this whole seagull kick right now. No, not been bit by a seagull. Not it.
Sorry, Monique.
All right, thanks.
All right.
My friend was bit by a seagull.
Ooh.
He was trying to get her breakfast sandwich, and he did give her a little nip on the hand. Ooh. Let's go to Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Sue, come on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey. Good morning.
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I said Bobby got cited for jaywalking.
Bobby got cited for jaywalking. I have been known to not use the crosswalk in my time. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Look over there. Be like, I'm just going to cross right now. Why not?
Did you ever get fined for it? Cited?
No.
Sorry, Sue.
Okay.
All right. I hope Sue's all right.
Yeah.
You sound like maybe she was crying. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
All right. Who and what is it?
I think it's Bobby and his mischievous cat knocked over the Christmas tree or knocked ornaments off the tree.
The first time I bought a tree with the kitten, she immediately climbed up the entire thing and got all the way to the top. And I'm like, Utley, what are you doing now? She did it for like 10 years in a row trying to mess with the tree, but she never knocked it down. So not it, Terry.
Sorry, Terry.
Okay. Have a great day,
you
guys.
You too.
That means at 9:10 this morning, we're going to do it again.
We're going to do it again at 9:10. We still have this $1,414.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
$1,414 we have for the impossible question. Bobby was convinced earlier this morning that we were getting a winner. We didn't.
I'm convinced.
So hopefully we get one here. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. So we think that it is Bobby and that he saw a ghost.
Bobby saw a ghost. I will tell you this. Bobby does not even believe in ghosts.
Yeah,
so,
Michelle. House is 100 years old.
I know. My house is 100 years old. People have told me it must be haunted. You must see ghosts. And I'm like, the only thing I see is a crazy cat running around. I don't see ghosts.
Who? It was Elise. Oh, she thinks she saw something,
Elise,
right?
Elise thought she saw a ghost, but I, do not believe it at all.
So. Sorry, Michelle.
Sorry, Michelle.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101.
Let's do it together.
Yeah.
888-333-B101. No. 888-333-B101. $1,414 for the impossible question this morning. Let's see if we can get a winner. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I want to say that it's Bobby, and he had a seagull steal a napkin from him.
Napkin, Bobby?
Apparently, I've had a really rough life with seagulls. We are learning a whole lot about me and seagulls. Was it this? Was he attacked? Did he do this? Did that?
Did you
was
get
it
bit?
A napkin? Not it, Chris.
Oh.
Not it.
Sorry, okay. Chris. All right, let's go to Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, good morning, Kathy.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. All right, what's your guess?
Well, my guess is that it's Bobby, that while he was fishing, either a bird got tangled in his line or happened to have stolen the fish that he just caught.
Cindy, I got to tell you this. I come into work with a Lululemon bag. I have never been fishing. I'm sorry. I'm admitting it right now. It's just not me. Sorry.
Sorry, Cindy.
That's okay. Hey, go Phils.
That's right.
Go Sixers and go Flyers.
That's right, Cindy.
That's right, Cindy. I love the enthusiasm.
Have a good day, everyone.
You too.
You've never been fishing, Bobby?
I mean, I've gone, I think, with my family, but I've never cast a line. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Last guess of the day. We have Holly on the line. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
All right, one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I think it's Laura, and maybe she got locked in a public bathroom.
Laura locked in a public bathroom stall.
That is a nightmare, but I have gotten locked into... I was tailgating at a Phillies game, and my friend and I asked to use like an RV.
One of those, RV or the pop-up tent?
No, oh my God, that would be a nightmare.
Okay, all right.
No, like someone's RV, but we didn't know the people. We just were like, hey, what's up, you know? And I went in to use their RV. I got stuck in the bathroom. Luckily, my friend came to find me. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, I am stuck in here. Help. They probably think I'm doing something in here.
Yeah. You can't do that. There can't be a two on the bus. Nope.
Never.
There's even signs on there.
And Holly, I actually was stuck in a bathroom stall before as well. Oh. So sorry, that is not the correct answer.
Oh, so close.
So yes. Close.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You're going to make a lot of people really happy because that means tomorrow we're going to have $1,515, Holly. So woo!
That's crazy. Wow, that's crazy. I'll try again.
All right,
Holly, you can try again tomorrow.
Bobby, no winner. I was wrong.
I know.
Again.
You were wrong. Wait, I have to tell you this story though.
Okay.
About me being locked in the stall. I was at the Plymouth Meeting Mall. I had to quickly use the restroom, went in, fully got locked in a public bathroom. The only way. No one was in there because, unfortunately, no one goes to the Plymouth Meeting Mall. No one came in. I couldn't ask for help. I had to shimmy and crawl my way on the floor out of the stall.
I will never come within 3 feet of you ever again in my life.
Bobby, I went.
It's over.
I went into like a sanitizing tank.
Oh, I'd imagine. Did you do like an isopropyl alcohol bath when you got home?
Soaked myself in regular alcohol, rubbing alcohol, and then tequila, and then vodka, and then I took a shower, and then I dumped a hand sanitizer
that checks
over myself.
Right there. Yeah, that checks.
Yes, $1,515 tomorrow morning. We really thought we were getting a winner today.
Yep.
We did not, so maybe tomorrow.
And our clip of the day is right here from these guesses we just had, me admitting something about myself here on B101. Here it is.
Bobby that while he was fishing, either a bird got tangled in his line or happened to have stolen the fish that he just caught.
Cindy, I got to tell you this. I come into work with a Lululemon bag. I have never been fishing.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.